Catholic leaders here in the Atlanta area are asking prosecutors over in Augusta not to pursue the death penalty for a man accused of killing a priest. They say it would go against the wishes of that priest himself. Stephanie Stokes has the story.
In 1995, Florida priest René Robert signed a statement called a Declaration of Life. It says he is opposed to capital punishment for any reason, and if he becomes victim of a homicide, don't execute his murderer. Yesterday, Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory stood outside a courthouse in Augusta to remind local officials of that document,
which Father Robert wrote over two decades ago, probably not anticipating that it would see the light of day under these circumstances.
Robert was found dead in the woods near Augusta last year. Shortly after, a man named Steve Murray was charged in his kidnapping and murder. And then, the district attorney filed intent to seek a death sentence. Now, Bishop Gregory and other Catholic leaders are calling on the prosecutors to reverse course, given Robert's statement.
So this is a very rare case.
Robert Dunham is executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. He says he doesn't know of any precedent in which a victim has left an official statement just in case he or she is murdered.
But it's generally considered that prosecutors should take into consideration the views of the family members of the victim and the victim's own views.
Ultimately, whether actually to pursue the death penalty is the prosecutor's decision. In Augusta, interim district attorney Hank Sims met with the bishops yesterday, his first day on the job. He didn't indicate what his decision would be. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.